Hoboken, New Jersey, just across the river from Manhattan, is known most widely as the birthplace of Frank Sinatra. But in independent rock circles, Hoboken is known as the birthplace and home of Yola Tengo, a three-piece band that's just released its ninth record. It's called And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. NPR's Rick Carr went to Hoboken to talk to the married couple that started the band.
In the mid-1980s, a lot of young, creative people moved to Hoboken for its low rents and laid-back lifestyle. Ira Kaplan and his wife, Georgia Hubley, were among them. Sitting in a park not far from their home, Kaplan pondered gentrification. 15 years is a long while.
It's funny to think back to that time and how quaint the city was in comparison and think how upset people already were about it.
Drummer Hubley and guitarist Kaplan still love Hoboken. The last cut on Yola Tengo's latest release is a 17-minute long meditation called Night Falls on Hoboken.
He won't sleep one night peacefully.
Fifteen years is a long time in independent rock, too. In 1985, when Yola Tengo got together, indie was a new idea. Since then, it, like the town, has gentrified. And just as most of the bohemian pioneers in Hoboken have had to flee the rising rents, Yola Tengo's pretty much the lone survivor of the indie rock class of 85. Georgia Hubley says that's in part because they're still trying to get their own music right.
There was always so much to improve upon, so you just kind of had to keep going.
You'll try and try, even if it lasts an hour, with all our might. Try and make it ours, cause we're on our way. We're on our way.
A critic writing recently in Toronto's Globe and Mail called Yola Tengo the best band in North America, which sums up a lot of critical opinion. But it wasn't always that way. Mac McConn is a record label owner and member of the band Superchunk. He remembers being skeptical in 1989 when a friend said he just had to hear a song by this great band called Yola Tengo.
The name didn't imply much. The press I'd read wasn't that compelling for me. But I have to say, the first time I heard that song, Barnaby Hardly Working, it did kind of blow me away.
Since I could wait for hours, I could wait and never fall down, never fall down, never fall down.
This year, Mac McConn got a chance to play with Ira Kaplan, Georgia Hubley, and Yola Tengo's third member, bassist James McNew. And McConn says now he understands why the band has lasted. The musicians are focused, and there's no fooling around.
In practice, and in sound check, and on tour, I mean, I think that they operate musically like for maximum efficiency, so that then they can go off and explore things and have fun and see where the music takes them from there.
Mac McConn says one of the other keys to Yola Tengo's longevity is the strength of the relationship between Georgia Hubley and Ira Kaplan. They share a creative partnership, they run the business of the band together, and they're married. That kind of intense collaboration is difficult, but Georgia Hubley says they've never really given it a second thought.
You know, we've never worked separately from each other to know how much space we need away from each other.
When we're working at home, we tend to be in the same room, even though we don't have to be, so.
Of course, no relationship is flawless.
What did I miss here? What can't you take anymore? Expecting a whisper, I heard the slam of the door.
Several of the songs on Yola Tango's latest record document a couple's tough times. Ira Kaplan says he's uncomfortable clarifying his lyrics. When he unveiled the words to his bandmates, he started with a warning.
Have a seat. this may be an eyeful or an earful or something. But I've never thought about how other people were going to react the same way. And now that I see how they have, it'll be interesting what happens next time. I think I will.
Instrumental record.
Instrumental record, that's right.
That's dying to do it anyways.
Yola Tango hasn't gotten all slow and serious. The new record includes one track called Let's Save Tony Orlando's House. But the overall mood on the record is contemplative. To duplicate it in concert, the band is taken to asking clubs to install chairs and ask the audience to remain seated. Georgia Hubley says that little piece of rock and roll nonconformity had club owners worried.
They probably thought they weren't going to sell enough drinks, and they're probably right, but...
Regardless of sales at the bars, Yola Tango's latest tour has drawn critical raves. The band is wrapping up the current leg of the tour this week, after which the musicians will return home to Hoboken. Rick Carr, NPR News, Hoboken, New Jersey.